We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah, it said in the Braisa that we learned at the end of Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, the Braisa at the end of Kuf Mem Vav, it said, V'shavim shenoikim nekev yashon lechatchila. Everyone agrees, you let to poke a hole through an old hole. The hole was here already. I just shut it, closed up the hole temporarily. I'm allowed to remake that hole lechatchila. Only if this hole was like on top of the barrel and I'm just closing it up so no dirt should get in. So that's not a real steamer. It's only a temporary steamer just to keep it safe. But if it's there for strength, closing up the holes, if it's strength, then it means it's a solid, you close it up solidly. Then it's a problem to make a hole in it. How do you know which hole is called a shamer just to keep it safe, and how do you know the other one, which one's to keep it strong? Rav Chista, depends where that hole was. If the hole was above the wine, there was no pressure from the wine against that hole, and in that you cover that. That's a shvacher stima. It's a shvacher. You know that they close up is not so strong because just to watch it. If it's below the wine level, that must be a strong stima. It's a strong closure. Why is it a strong closure? Because it has to hold the wine. Rav Amar with a bigger chiddush. Even below the wine level, it's also a shamer. On the bottom of the barrel, with all the pressure, all the wines against it, that closure, if you close that up with the steamer, that's a strong steamer when it's on the bottom. But in the middle, even though it's connected to wine, it's not called a steamer ma'ayisa. Omle by the Rav, I'll bring your raya to you that only if you do a big ma'isa is it called a steamer ma'ayisa. What's the raya? It says in Mesechta Basra, Braisa, it says Bayis Sosum might be Mishnah there. Bayis Sosum Mishnah Arba Amis Part Zimah El Dal Amis. Halacha is the Gemara Basra says that if you have a chotzer, a courtyard in front of a bunch of houses, now you want to split the chotzer. So halacha is that any chotzer, any part of the courtyard that's in front of the doorway of a house, they get 4 amos for the doorway. Just to unload the packages, they always need, no matter what, 4 amos in front of the door. So that means you have 2 people splitting the chatzah. One person has 4 doors on his house, one person has 2 doors on his house. So one person takes 2 times 4 amos, the other one takes 4 times 4 amos. And afterwards, the rest of the courtyard, they split. Because every door gets itself 4 amos. So let's say you have a bayis sasum, let's say one of the doors got closed up. Yes, the Arba Amos. Even though they closed, they boarded up the door, still has them 4 Amos. Parat is Betzima, but if you took off the whole door posts, besides boarding up, you took away the whole door, the posts, everything, now it's flat wall, ain't no Dalar Amos. That's why it has no Dalar Amos. The same thing by a house that has a mace inside it. If it has a door, then it's considered a house, so it doesn't have the name of a caver. Once you close up the house, then it's considered like a caver. And lach is, if you get it within 4 Amos of a caver, then you become tummy. Why? The chashash may be oil on the kever. That's the halacha. So bayis sasum, if it has no door, it has a door, but just was boarded up, ain't a matama called suva. It's not matama 4 amos around, could still call the house, not call the kever. Parts of sima, if you took off the doorpost and you boarded up flat without any doorpost, matama called suva, it's matama everything around. So bring a raya from here that you see, in order for something to be called a stima, a closure, that you boarded it up correctly, it has to be with all the milas. And that's like Rav, who says that only on the bottom is it called really closed up. So tomorrow night, new Gemara. Let's say a person wants to stick a straw into the hole in the barrel in order to siphon off the wine. So it's being machlekes. The Gemara says what the machlekes is. Gufsa straw. Rav also. Rav says it's also a Shmuel Shari. Shmuel says it's muta. The Gemara explains. If you want to cut a straw to size, everyone agrees that's aser, it's issa mechatech, it might be issa deraisa. That's not a machlekes. Then no one argues. If you already made a straw and a straw is already using the straw already in the barrel, you gotta put it and fell out of the barrel, you gotta put it back in the barrel, you're not doing anything wrong. Ki pligi the chaticha, you already cut the straw to size, but let me sack them, you never tried it out, you never put it into the barrel. So man the osa, the one who holds gezrino the osi lemechta chila. Maybe you're going to put it in, it's not going to fit good, and therefore you're going to come to start cutting it to size because it doesn't fit good, it didn't fit well. Well, man the shari, my holds mutlak gezrino is not gezer. And the Gemara says, really, it's machlekes tanoim. Ketanoi, Says the Braisa, "Ein choytchin shefeferes b'yomtiv." You're not allowed to cut a straw on yomtiv and tzorach l'yomtiv Shabbos. Of course, you can't do it on Shabbos. Nafla fell out. Nachsim rose on Shabbos. You could put it on Shabbos and tzorach l'yomtiv. Of course, on yomtiv, which is more cool, you could put it back on yomtiv. Rabbi Yeshaya meikel. Rabbi Yeshaya is meikel. So afraid the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshaya, hey, what's it going on? Ilema reisha saying a lot of meikel sheferes. How come a sack of money? You're making a kli, and that's not muta. Even Rabbi Yeshaya can't hold that's muta. Hello, a seifa. It's going on seifa. So then seifa to the common army. You're putting it back the straw into the barrel. That everyone agrees in what. Hello, the chaticho lemisakno. It was caught, but it wasn't fixed. It wasn't put into the hole to make sure it's good. The kavanah masav a gazrina masav a gazrina. One man holds you make you geyser or to fixing it up. One man you're not geyser. Doros Rav Sheish Rav Rav Eidim Shmei Rav Yechon Aloch Rav Yeshu Pasuk Yeshu. That's cool. They let it put in for the first time the straw into the barrel, and you're not geyser. He's going to come to fix it on Shabbos because usually it's the right size, and even if it's not perfect, he knows it's Shabbos. He won't fix it, and therefore it is muta. Doctor Gemara Vayit. It said in the Mishnah Moishin a kuva. If there was a hole, you want to put wax in it. You're not allowed to put the wax in it because the chashash maybe you come to be mimareich umamachik. Doctor Gemara Mishcha. What about oil? You want to put some thick oil to cover the barrel. Is that mutter or not? Rav also v'shmuel shari. Manda also. Manda was also because we're from shayva. It's going to because of shayva, out the wax. Manda shari. The manda holds mutter. Holds like as we're not going out the wax. Omli Rav Shmuel by Rav Chanal Rav Yisib beferish amrulot mishmei the Rav mishcha shari. You want them told us first by Rav Shem Rav that it's mutter. You told us by Shem Rav that it's mutter, and you have the Rav. It's also you should know that you told us one time Shem Rav, that it's mutter. But the truth is, we still paskin that it's aser to do. It says, aser litin shayva o yishemen ov b'neka v'chava esatmen shum emareach. L'maisa, you hold, even then it's aser, so we paskin, because that's the Rishonim come out. And this is where the shayla of liquid soap comes in. Some people are makbid, that it's very thick liquid soap, but the shayla of emareach, it comes from this gemara. But Esko and Shaila, most liquid soap is liquidy enough, it's not a Shaila. It's only a Shaila, it's very thick, and then even then it's only a Shaila, but Esko and Shaila. Just coming to Meir, when we learn a Gemara, this is where it comes from. Look to Mara Vaita. Omar Tavis Rishpa. Tavis, who was a hunter, Tavis the Rishpa, Omar Shmuel, Hait Harfa da Asa Asa. You're now allowed to use a leaf from a hadas to put it into the hole in the barrel in order to make that into like a ramp to get the wine out. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. My time, what's pshat also? Rav Yair Medifti Yom, Gzeri Mishra Marzev. The Gzeri, you might turn it into, you might fix it, fashion it into a gutter, into a marzev. Taisa's mashma, you might make a gutter on your roof from this, but Rashi Vash more that I'm going to fix it up to make it take out the wine well. I'm not allowed to do that. Rav Ashi Yom, Adivim Shah, Gzeri Shem Yiktan. Maybe you're going to break off more leaves off the branches to get more of these leaves to make this marzev. Maibana, what's enough mila alacha between both pshatim? If you have a bunch of leaves already, cut already. So according to Rav Ashi, it'll be mutter. But according to Rav Yemer, I'll still be also because Xeri might make it into Marzev. So tomorrow, Vaita, Shtikal Hitzah Shaila, Beis Sadia, which is a felt blanket. And usually you use it to sit on it or to sleep on it. It's called Beis Sadia. Rav also. Rav says, you now let's say you want to bring it to your neighbor, you want to eat by your neighbor, it doesn't have a bed for you. So you're going to bring it, you'll wear it, you'll wear it on your shoulder, you know, misatif ba, you wrap yourself with it, it's cold, you wrap yourself with it, and you walk across the street. Is that called malbush or not? Rav says, awesome, it's more shari. If it's a soft felt, it's mutter, because that everyone uses as a malbush, it's clearly a malbush. But kashim, if it's a hard felt, like, you know, it's like a box material, the kulam le pligidas, everyone agrees that's awesome. It doesn't keep you warm, like it says in halacha, it doesn't keep you warm, therefore it's no tzad, it's called a malbush. Keep pligim, in between. Manda asar, one of the Mexican masi says, looks like I'm carrying something, it looks like a malbush. Manda shari le Mexican masi, one of the mutter says, doesn't look like a masi, it does not look like I'm carrying, and therefore it's a malbush and it's mutter. So, Gemara, that Rav says it's asar, we said here Rav holds asar, it's not mafurish. Father Rav affairs with Mel Macholetma. We learned it from a story, which we'll see what's not in the Muchach. The Rav Ikahu Asra, Rav went to a certain town, there was no room in the house for him. So Nofig, and he had a bunch of Talmud, he wanted to give shir. There's no room in the house. Nofig Yosef Akamlis. He went and sat down the Kamlis. Isle Beisadia. Someone brought him from the house. They brought him out of Beisadia. Lo Yosef, he didn't want to sit in it because they carried him the Kamlis. He didn't want to, it was, came from Avera. He didn't want to sit in it. Even though Chari is no Maitre Shabbos on that, but he didn't want to, it was Avera. That's what he thought. Man the Chazar saw him from the Beisadia also. They thought because it's also, Beisadia also to wear it out. The guy wore it out. There must have been the in between. And he said, no, you're not allowed to do that. So we thought Pshad and Rav is, they hold this also. It's not the pshat. The Rav Achruzi Machad Beisad Ashar. Really, Rav always announced to his Talmidim that Beisad is mutter to walk out with it. Why? What didn't he want to sit down? Because he only brought out one mat, and he had other Talmidim who were Talmidim Chaver and Rashes. They were almost on the same level as him, and he didn't want to sit in front of them. Rav Kana Rav Asi, two Talmidim of Rav, Rav Kana Rav Asi, who were very chosh Talmidim. He didn't want to sit down if they didn't sit down. He didn't want to sit down if they're not sitting down. So it comes out the Rav that says also not even furish that it's also okay. Zokta Gemara Vayte. Therefore, we pass like Shmuel that as long as it's not hard, you're allowed to wear it, and it's called a malv. There's no problem wearing it. Zokta the Mishnah Vayte. The Mishnah has a few dinim, and the Gemara is explaining what the chiddush of these dinim are. Din number one in the Mishnah is noisden tafsol sechabar v'shoshu shomer. You have a whole pot of cholent, and you have a ditch without any water in it. And you want to put it in there so it shouldn't get so hot outside, it shouldn't get spoiled. Those didn't have refrigerators. So you put it into a bar, it's much cooler. Heat rises, down the bar it's cooler. You want to keep your food, your yomtov food there overnight so it should stay cool. You're allowed to put it into the bar on Shabbos, not a problem. You're allowed to take good water and put it into a brook, which is bad water. You're allowed to put it in there to cool it off. You're also allowed to take cold water and put it into the sun and let it get cooked in the sun. So three dinim in the Mishnah. One din is you can put your tafsil into the bar to keep it cool. The other thing is to cool off your water, and you put like a little container of water into the brook to keep it cool, into the spring to keep it cool. And the third thing is you're allowed to take cold water and put it in the sun to cook it. Another halacha, mishenoshu kelev v'derech, someone whose clothing got wet on the derech, b'mayim, mahalach b'hem, he could wear it home, ve'inu choshesh, not choshesh, maybe he's come to squeeze it, or maybe like Rashi and Beis says, he might come to wash it, you're not worried, you're allowed to wear it home, he gets to the makom hamishtameh, he takes it off, and the halacha is, shoytchem v'cham, he can hang it out in the sun, but, I'm looking at it, but not where people can see it, why? Because they be choshesh, they did laundry today, and he's hanging up with laundry to dry, so you can't do that. That's all the halachas of the Mishnah. So the Gemara first talks to the first halacha of the Mishnah. The first halacha of the Mishnah was they let it put the tafsil into the bar. Let it put your food into the pit without any water there in order to keep it cool. Pshita, what should be the problem? So the Gemara tells me, "Exam shemashu iguma is maybe you think there's a gzeira that when I put that pot into the water, into the ground, I'm gonna have to try to flatten it out, and it's not so straight there. So maybe I mean mashu iguma is gonna flatten out the sand. Kamash, well, there's no chash for that." Next halacha, I said, "Ma'im yafim beraim." Pshita, what's the pasha? Why can I put the water into the cold water? Pshita, safe as yichle. The chiddush is the second half. Then I'm allowed to. It's the third halacha. Then I'm allowed to cook cold water in the sun. There's a tainim bechama. Oh, now Pshita is a pasha. Bechama is not also. Bishul bechama is mutik. We in the Gemara before in the third para. So Gemara would tell you niggas of the masa that when we were emes, maybe Xeri to come to smother it in coals to warm it up that way. Kamash lon, there's no Xeri. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It says the Mishnah Mishnah Noshru. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. First he gives a memra. Komokom she'oshru chachomim v'fei maris ayin. Any time the chomim says it's the maris ayin, afildu v'cher du chador ha'masa. It's even osir inside your own house in three different rooms, no one even sees you. Still osir maris ayin. That's what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said a memra. Freit the Mara Kasha Tanan. It says in our Mishnah, shoytchim b'cham. You let it hang it out to dry. Not for our people, but in your property you're allowed to. So, and for the Gemara, Tanoi, it's really like Tanoi, the Tanya, Shaitchim Becham, Avloi Kenegadam. They let her hang it out, but not connected people. Rav Elazar of Shimon, Oysim, Rav Shimon, hold it's Osir. So you see, Taka, Rav Elazar of Shimon, hold it's Osir. And that's how Rav Yehuda Rav Paskin, and that's how we Paskin also. That something is Osir Marasai, and it's Osir even Chedr Chedarim. But there's one Nakuda. Only by Echshash Issa Deraisa. Here we're handling Kibbutz, Echshash Deraisa, there it's Osir even Chedr Chedarim. But Issa Derabonon, is only marasayin if other people can see it. If you're doing it yourself, then isra rabbanah mechadir chadarim is mutter. That's how most poskim come out.